Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Giants and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pendleton. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Jim Wilson. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into left field. Aaron picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Aaron. Lockman moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball four. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Westrum moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pafko. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Westrum scores. Lockman moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Mueller scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards second base. O'Connell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crandall moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Crandall moves to third. Pendleton moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Crandall scores. Pendleton moves to third. O'Connell moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Irvin moves to third. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Westrum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Irvin scores. Williams moves to second. It's 4-1, Giants. Chet Nichols now pitching. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Antonelli bunts towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Westrum moves to second. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a pop-up towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Logan moves to second. Jim Hearn now pitching. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Chet Nichols. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Jolly now pitching. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton pinch hits for Jim Pendleton. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to second. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Bruton now playing center field. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Westrum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pavko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adcock moves to third. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Logan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Adcock scores. Pavko moves to third. It's 4-3, Giants. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pavko scores. Logan moves to second. It's Giants, 4, Braves, 4. Dave Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman fields it and throws to second for the out. Logan moves to third. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 4. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jolly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lockman moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Dark moves to third. It's 5-4, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell strikes out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into center field. Mays picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mays. Matthews moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Aaron moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adcock is walked intentionally. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Aaron scores. Adcock moves to second. It's 6-5, Braves. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Logan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a pop-up towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes takes first base on ball 4. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Ruben Gomez. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Rhodes moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants 5. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Catt now catching. Windy McCall now pitching. Dave Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Catt and he is safe. Bruton steals third. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bruton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Braves. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 7, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.